This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Romans 2 begins with the affirmation that the religious person has no excuse. He knows more than the pagans because he has received God's revelation in Scripture, but doesn't perform better. Romans 3 begins with the question, what advantage is there for the person who is born into a people group which is identified with a mark, circumcision, as the chosen people? Is there any advantage or value? Yes, because they have been entrusted with the very words of God, verse 2. To benefit from that advantaged position, they must put their faith in the promise of God found in His Word. If that faith step is not taken, it doesn't invalidate what God has said. His word is trustworthy. God will be faithful in keeping His promise. We can't nullify God's faithfulness by our lack of faith. In fact, the darker our sinful lives become, the more clearly God's righteousness is seen. God is not unjust in bringing His wrath on us. We deserve it. Paul anticipated what some might say to all this. If in dealing with my sin God's truthfulness is enhanced and thus His glory is increased, why should I be condemned for causing this positive outcome? Some went so far as to falsely accuse Paul of saying, "Let us do evil that good may abound or result," verse 8. Paul declares, "Certainly not. God's condemnation of the sinner is deserved and just." As we will see in our next visit, the sinful nature of man is declared throughout the Bible. Paul is not teaching something new. He is teaching something that has been universally demonstrated and known to be true. We are all sinners in need of a Savior.